Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We're now into hour number two. We have a guest joining us. He's never been on the broadcast, but I've been familiar with his work in film for about 16, 17 years. Right around the time I got on air, I became aware of the John Birch Society's videos. He's a writer. He also writes for LewRockwell.com. William Gregg's going to be joining us to talk about drones, the shooting, and a host of other issues in the next segment. We'll continue with your calls as well into the third hour and a ton of geopolitical news, Middle East news, economy news, anti-state news I haven't gotten to yet. Let's go to Mike in Oregon. Mike, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Hey, Alex. It's great to talk to a fellow patriot.
Good to talk to you, brother.
So I've been listening to you for a while, and you've been saying that you've been putting your life on the line, and I believe it. And I wanted to take the step and do the same. And I come to you today with an idea that I think will bind all of us InfoWarriors together and launch a cataclysmic attack on the globalist agenda. And to do that, I think that if we were to take some of the money from the money bomb this year, and put that towards producing some advertisements, either in video or audio or both, on your respective stations that you broadcast on, and target the sheeple, if you will, to notify them and inform them of what's really going on. And I think, honestly, that if you were to do this, we would all be happy to give you the money to do this, to make it happen. I know I'm broke as it comes, but...
Listen, here's the deal. We reach tens of millions of people, but money-wise, I did the national ad for Stansberry Research dealing with QE3 about what's going to happen when that does finally come out. And I don't want to get into their budget, but it was a lot more than one of our money bombs would raise. I mean, a lot more every month. And you saw it on Fox, CNN, you name it. They didn't want my voice on Fox and CNN, and Stansberry had to play gutsball for about a month and not run the ads until they caved in. The establishment is that scared of me. So we've had national radio when Ted Anderson wanted me to endorse his gold company and run it on national ads. National syndicators refused to run my voice. The system is absolutely scared to death. You know, not even saying my name, my voice. They don't want out there for whatever reasons. Quite frankly, it strikes fear into the globalists when I'm calm and not gibbering like a wild monkey like I usually do. For whatever reason. And I think it's because I'm not afraid. You know, when I get up here and I say I'm risking my life, these really are killers. But I'm so public, they don't want to kill me probably because it would just highlight everything I've said and done. It doesn't mean I might not make one up angry and they'll have me killed. But, I mean, I'm willing to have that happen because these people have got to be defeated. I'm trying to build my organization up to a point where I can just do an hour-long news show and have it on time every night to deploy that. But God bless you, and I appreciate your call and your support, sir. Again, a lot of great ideas come from listeners. I need to be financially strong enough just to keep the employees I've got, and I've got to have some acorns buried in case we were attacked or, you know, had long droughts of no funds. As we go into this depression, I've expended much of our backup capital just to get to the point I'm at right now. So I feel the great urgency and responsibility to deploy different programs against the globalists. You know, we're going to have a franchise for InfoWars newspaper that's going to come out monthly. And that's the best thing in the free market, is to have people that are already printers or already have newspapers to put out one of these in their area, because they're going to try to shut the web down. And as print dies, there'll be a vacuum we can fill, what I call print 2.0. I have a lot of other plans. Alex Jones here with a message to fellow freedom lovers. The prognosis for the entire planetary economic system runs from bad to worse. The globalist model is to shut down societies and starve patriots out until they acquiesce to the global takeover. That's why we've assembled the most vital and important preparedness items at InfoWarsShop.com. These are items that I did research on, that I personally use. You've got the Life Straw, so you can turn fetid water into safe water anywhere you go. The KTOR hand crank generator to charge up key equipment during power outages or out in the field. Strategic Relocation, 3rd edition by Joel Skousen. When Disaster Strikes by Matthew Stein. TheraSafe, used by Homeland Security to protect yourself during any radiological event. Hand crank shortwave AM/FM radios. Everything that we've researched and found to be the best is available at InfoWarsShop.com, and your purchase makes our InfoWar possible. We're getting prepared. Are you? InfoWarsShop.com.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
The worst drought in 50 years continues, and the first 6 months of 2012 marks the hottest half year on record. 78% of the Midwest Corn Belt is in drought conditions. Not only corn, but soy, alfalfa, fruits, vegetables, and wheat are all impacted, raising prices. The cost to feed livestock is forcing farmers and ranchers out of business, blowing up your food prices. The only strategy to counter this is to freeze your food cost at today's prices by getting your own supply of foods from eFoods Direct now. As the price of raw ingredients increases, eFoods will have to raise prices too. Now is the time to get your supply. I recently increased my supply from eFoods Direct because we have all known this was coming. You know about their delicious long-term storable foods. The fact is, you can eat at any time to save money today. And because it stores for 25 years, you're locking in today's prices and avoiding the rising food costs. Don't wait. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Thank you again for joining us, ladies and gentlemen, as we wage war on corruption and crash through the lies and disinformation. I am Alex Jones, your host. The websites are InfoWars.com. And we're also streaming video at PrisonPlanet.tv. We also have PrisonPlanet.com, not just PrisonPlanet.tv. In the next hour, we're joined by William N. Gregg. WillGregg.com is his website. He writes for the New American Magazine. He's produced quite a few excellent films that I'm a big fan of, The Information. He's also an author. He wrote America's Engineered Decline for the John Birch Society. It's an excellent book. I've read it myself. And I wanted to get him on. We talked about the cowardice of drones. I saw an article he wrote last week and how it's converting everything over to these faceless killers. And it's pure dehumanization. You know, people are worried about unions taking their jobs or vice versa. And we're all taught to compete with each other. What about computers, robots, war making? Because this is where everything's going. It won't be humans under the sea. They're now admitting for decades they've had robot vessels on the water and under the water, submarines, in space, in the air, and on the ground. And these can follow the orders of a tiny technocratic elite. Notice the banksters that have hijacked Europe through insider crony fraud and monopoly scams. They call themselves technocrats. So this is the big issue. We'll get to that at the bottom of the hour, but I want to cover some other issues because we started seeking to get Mr. Gregg on last week. The shooting hadn't happened Sunday, and I noticed for LouRockwell.com and for his own site, he wrote an excellent article about how the Sikhs are constantly getting shot, beat up by police because people see the bright turban. Most Muslims don't actually wear that, and by the way, Sikhs are not Muslims. They tend to get a lot of fights with Muslims over in India. But the point is that it's a different group completely. But people see the beard. They see the religious headgear, and it's over. They die. Those famous cases of cops beating the daylights out of them for no reason, just because you see somebody with the striking beard and the bright turban, it's clobbering time. And so he wrote an article about that. But I have to say this. In the aftermath of the shooting, I'll ask him a hard question and put him on the spot right out of the gates here. If we have criminal elements of our government, and anybody can just type in secret testing on U.S. troops, lethal testing on U.S. troops, lethal testing on foster children, irradiation of foster children, thousands of U.S. foster children, the Department of Energy admits, were radiated to death in the 40s, 50s, and 60s. 110,000 Israeli children were radiated, many of them to death, and the ringworm children. Department of Energy paid Israel to kill their own people. And that's on Israeli TV. Just type it into YouTube, you'll see the TV shows about it. I mean, we're talking about frying kids' brains. The ones that were lucky died right away. Some are still alive today, mentally retarded, no hair, 50 years old. This is the type of stuff that goes on. And so if they would do that, shoot black men up with syphilis, all the rest of it. The UN's been caught giving foster children just last year live polio. It was all on purpose, folks. And that's just a minor footnote. Oh, 67,000 kids got paralyzed. It's no big deal. 2011 UN program. Why wouldn't they stage a shooting? I mean, if they stage Fast and Furious and ship guns into Mexico to blame the Second Amendment, that killed thousands conservatively in Mexico, hundreds here in the U.S., including three police officers, one on the Border Patrol. Some say six. We can prove three. I mean, we all know Oklahoma City had government fingerprints, the very same crew that's in power today. So I'm going to bring that up to you and then just get into the shooting itself. Look at how they're hyping it. Look at all the draconian gun bills they've got right now. Look at how the guy was in Army Psychological Operations and then suddenly becomes a white supremacist, just like Elohim City, and just how the feds ran that in 95. So there's the big question for William Gregg. Will, good to have you here with us on the show. Am I out of line? If governments have been caught staging events like Gulf of Tonkin, Ajax, Gladio, our own government, am I out of line with the opportune timing of this and the witnesses saying they saw four men with guns shooting people and the head of the Sikh community, the president of the group, saying there were men casing a joint before? I mean, or should I just believe one guy who happens to be dead, he did it and he's an evil white guy, so now we need the war on terror to be shifted onto conservative white guys?
Alex, I think what you're describing is well within the compass of the official cynicism of the government that presumes to rule us. It's a question of ability and not disposition when you're talking about a hypothetical scenario involving state shootings or atrocities of this kind, because as you correctly point out, there have been many instances of false flag terrorist attacks and similar atrocities that have been perpetrated in the past for reasons of tuning the public atmosphere for a proposed policy change that requires the dislocation of comfortable assumptions, the sudden violent shock that can create a new consensus. And to that list that you mentioned of these horrible experiments involving the infection of people with various diseases or other types of assaults on their persons, you can add what happened in Guatemala just after World War II. There was a eugenicist program that just became a matter of public record just a couple of years ago. And it's no secret that this technocratic elite that you described exercises what it considers to be a proprietary claim on the rest of us. They consider us to be their subjects, not only in terms of what we generate, what we earn through our exertions in our industry, but also with respect to our physical person, which explains, among other things, the Obamacare monstrosity. They really don't recognize any limit to the power that they presume to exercise over any of us. So when you're dealing with somebody who comes from the background that Mr. Page apparently did, and you have an incident of this sort that has an uncomfortable congruence to the scenarios that have been pitched by the DHS for a number of years, actually going back before the Obama administration into the Clinton administration, you saw the FBI in particular, with its Project Megadome report in 1999-2000. They've been tuning the atmosphere for the better part of two decades now to anticipate this advent of so-called lone wolf terrorism that would implicate the social cohort they call the radical right. So when things like this happen, and once again, you have to take into account what the FBI has been doing for the last 10 years in terms of staging little melodramas, Homeland Security Theater, false flag terrorist plots involving Muslims, in which you have people that the federal government refers to as terrorism facilitators. That's actually in the legal document. They refer to certain people employed by the FBI as terrorism facilitators. We have instance after instance in which the Muslims have been manipulated this way. It shouldn't surprise us at all if we find out that at least some of these episodes, some of these incidents, bear the same fingerprints and have been orchestrated for the same purposes, particularly, you should point out, in light of the drive, the accelerating drive for civilian disarmament.
Exactly. They've staged up before. They stand to gain from it. It has all the telltale signs. We would be naive to not look at this as being at least provocateured, and the evidence, I believe, points towards completely staged with the timing and all the rest of it, with the Southern Poverty Law Center fluttering around.
Sure, and the television ad that was playing on Sunday, capitalizing on what had happened in Aurora and then what had happened in Tucson back in 2011. Once again, I talk about the idea that there's a certain harmony, a certain convergence of events here that drive us in a certain direction. And there are people who do, to the best of their ability, and their ability I think is rather formidable, try to script large-scale events of this sort or to capitalize on things that happen that are compatible with their agenda. If you're dealing in the first of Mr. Page with somebody who simply went off on a bender after being trained to kill people, he's a disgruntled former federal employee. That's his most important affiliation here. Everything else is speculative. We do know that this guy, like Timothy McVeigh, like the other people who surrounded McVeigh, the others unknown, who've conveniently been ushered off the stage, these people were federal employees or former federal employees.
Take the Joker killer. All federal grants, special Air Force psychiatrist assigned just to him, people reporting multiple shooters. But that doesn't, again, it's always people on government payroll or PSYOP chiefs or sheep-dipped Pentagon folks like McVeigh that do this.
Or in the case of the accused Aurora shooter, once again, you got the connection to DARPA, which is very much the past masters of manipulating both technology and psychology to bring about certain...
Exactly. It's always the same M.O.
Complex. Yeah.
It's always the same M.O. It's always the same timing. That said, then, shifting away from that, bottom line, giving our liberties up isn't going to protect us from nuts. The answer is more guns to protect ourselves, and that's how the American people are responding. We're about to go to break, but, Will, where would you say the state of the New World Order is right now? Are things going well for them or badly?
I think in terms of what they achieve or what they seek to achieve with respect to the consolidation of financial and political power and also military power, things are going very well for them as they go increasingly poorly for us. We live in a relationship of inversion with the people who presume to rule us. They're, when you're talking about particularly the financial element of this elite, they're giddily buying up most of the afflicted farmland in the United States, positioning themselves to act in the same way that the much denigrated preppers and survivalists behave. The difference is they're able to do it with entire huge tracts of farmland as opposed to having food storage. They can simply buy the farms. And the same thing is happening in South America. They've been behaving this way since 2008. Many of the people who, for public consumption, the sale preppers and survivalists, the people in hedge funds and such like, are doing the same thing on a massive, monumentally larger scale. That's something that is to their advantage. It's to their advantage that they're able to manipulate public opinion through the use of events of this sort, whether staged or incidental. And, of course, it's to their advantage that we have wars and rumors of wars propagating overseas. War, of course, is something that's very conducive to molding the public mind into a fashion where people are receptive to the idea of surrendering their liberties and surrendering their individuality in the service of something supposedly larger than themselves. So as things go poorly for us, increasingly poorly, things go increasingly better for our self-appointed rulers.
That's right. Killing is their business. Business is good. Exactly. William Gregg is our guest. We're going to come back and get into the chic angle of this. Then we're going to cover drones. Stay with us.
Alex Jones here with a great way to beat the blackouts, get off the grid, and generate your own supply of electrical power. Folks, with what's been going on in this country, I don't have to tell you about the power grid and just how vulnerable it is. That's in the mainstream news every day. Millions of people have lost their power in the last few weeks because of dangerous storms and killer heat that's pushing the grid beyond its capacity. I've always said that every family needs to be ready for blackouts. And if you don't have a backup system in place, I've got a great opportunity for you. Right now, our good friends at Solutions from Science are offering huge savings on their best-selling Power Hub unit. In fact, I think it's the best deal I've ever seen them make. It's literally thousands of dollars in savings. Remember, these backup systems don't need gas because they're solar powered. That means there's no dangerous fumes and no noise. InfoWars listeners can get all the details at beattheblackouts.com. That's beattheblackouts.com.
$4, $5, $6, even $7 a gallon? According to fuel industry insiders and economic experts, those are the forecasted fuel prices, with no end in sight. Fight back fuel prices with a fuel saver from airfusionsystems.com. These fuel savers can save you from 20 to 40%. They're designed to fit any vehicle, from compacts to SUVs to transport trucks. The fuel saver works on all gas, diesel, even propane engines. Easy do-it-yourself installation in about 15 minutes. And the best part? No engine modifications, no computer chipping, no running wires, no chemicals, no water, no running costs, and no maintenance. And these fuel savers come complete with all parts and accessories. See how it works at airfusionsystems.com, spelled A-I-R-F-U-S-I-O-N, systems.com. Or call 888-887-9981. 888-887-9981. Fuel savers from airfusionsystems.com. Save fuel, save money, save Earth.
Now, guys, you know what T-Gen can do for you. Boosting testosterone is no small feat for a man of any age. But do you know what happens when you boost testosterone and nitric oxide at the same time? We are talking a whole nother level of performance. Boosting nitric oxide is how the popular pharmaceuticals work to increase performance. And during the Chamonix Summer Clearance Sale, you will get 3 bottles of the brand new Nitro Boost Nitric Oxide Enhancer absolutely free. It's the best offer you'll hear on the radio this summer. Increase your sexual desire, muscle growth with exercise, and add Nitro Boost for a new level of performance. And amazingly, during this summer clearance, it's free. Call 800-577-8644, 800-577-8644, and get the new Nitro Boost absolutely free with your T-Gen today. And even this crazy sale comes with an incredible 90-day money-back guarantee. So don't wait. Call now. 800-577-8644, 800-577-8644.
Hi there. My name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123coverup.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are, incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up, and you will be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123coverup.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123coverup.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123coverup.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's 123coverup.com.
William Gregg is our guest. He writes for LouRockwell.com, New American Magazine. And, of course, he also posts his fine work at InfoWars.com. You can find his books and videos that are extremely powerful, like Global Gun Grab. He's got that on the whole gun grab at his website, willgregg.com. Going back in the short segment we have, next long segment, we're going to get into drones and, well, really the end of humanity. That's what Bill Joy, 12 years ago, called it in Wired Magazine. He called it Why the Future Doesn't Need Us. We're going to be breaking that down. But I noticed you wrote a story, I guess it was yesterday, breaking down the fact that Sikhs, and up front Sunday, I said this could have been some lunatic because there's such, you know, Islamophobia where people I talk to think Muslims, you know, every Muslim wants to kill you out there, while Western governments bring them in at record numbers to create that clash of civilizations. It's all a divide and conquer mechanism. But the fact that the Sikhs, are wearing that archetypal dress that almost no Muslims wear, because it is a Central Asian dress, you know, really a medieval dress. And when cops or anybody sees these, it's almost like a bass fish seeing a big lure go through the water. They just go crazy. And you broke down some cases of the amazing abuse these Sikhs have put up with.
The one case that I thought was so striking happened in Joliet, Illinois, about 5 years ago, March 11th of 2007. There's a fellow, and I'm sure I'm going to mispronounce his name, who is a Gulf War veteran. His name is Kuldip Singh Nag. He had served in the first Gulf War. He had a Bronze Star for serving in the military. And for some reason, over the couple of years that he lived in this residential neighborhood there in Illinois, Mr. Nag and his family had attracted the ire of some of their neighbors who quite possibly were acting on the perception that they were dealing with interlopers from the Arab world. They had incidents of vandalism where their garage was defaced, and a couple of times somebody fired a BB gun into their property. At some point in early 2007, somebody filed an anonymous complaint that Mr. Nag had an inoperable van on his property. And under a municipal ordinance there in Joliet, apparently it was required that he register this vehicle in spite of the fact that it was inoperable and on his own property. So in the morning of March 11th, a police officer showed up. The police officer's name was Ben Grant, who knocked on the door and announced that he was going to tow away the van. And this was the first time that the Nag family had been informed that there was a problem. According to the municipal ordinance, they should have received at least one notice, but they never did, that they needed to register the van. And so Mr. Nag got upset. Within a few seconds, he was being beaten by Officer Grant. And out of Mr. Grant's tax-fattened mouth came the familiar string of profanities: "You blank, blank Arab, get out of my country or I'm going to kill you," as he beat this man with a baton and threw him face down and handcuffed him and called in a report that he had been assaulted by Mr. Nag. And he was eventually convicted of aggravated assault, and his assault consisted of desperately throwing his arms up to try to ward off these completely unprovoked blows by a police baton. Apparently, impeding the cranium-bound trajectory of a police baton constitutes aggravated assault.
No, courts have ruled that. So you're going to let somebody attack you with a deadly weapon for no reason.
Exactly.
See, I wouldn't be able to control myself. I'm not. I just can't handle the image of these bullies when somebody's down, kicking them in the face, and if you cover your face, they charge you. It's just an incredible crime.
Yeah, for instance, I've seen people literally be charged with assaulting an officer for bleeding on the fists that are beating them. And that's part of what I call the martial law mindset, the idea that we have an unqualified duty to render immediate, unconditional submission to anybody in a government-issued costume who orders us to do something. In a free society that's worthy of that description, nobody who's a government employee would be able to exercise that supposed authority over...
Well, let's be honest. They're getting rid of the private property and the free speech next. There's really nothing left but the Second Amendment. We're not a free country anymore. We've been conquered by criminal elements, and they've trained and hyped up the system to love evil.
That's apparently what's happening. I can't disagree with that assessment as much as it pains me to admit it. I do think that one of the reasons we're seeing such a drive right now to promote civilian disarmament is the idea that within a couple of years, the powers that be are going to be dealing with full-spectrum operations in the homeland, which is the name of an essay from Small Wars Journal that just came out within the last couple of weeks.
Yeah, let's pull that up. In fact, I saw that. Give us that title again.
Full-spectrum operations in the homeland, a vision of the future. It's in the Small Wars Journal, and the authors are Kevin Benson, who's a retired journalist.
Yeah, stay there. We're going to come back with that. That leads into drones straight ahead.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Alex Jones here with a very important announcement for Truth Seekers. We've carried a lot of amazing films and books over the years on the online video bookstore at InfoWars.com. And out of all the titles we've carried, one stands out because it is just so chillingly convincing. And that's Dreams from My Real Father by Joel Gilbert, available at InfoWars.com. This film exposes the fraud that Obama is like nothing I've seen. If you want to know who Obama's real daddy is, this is the film for you. Don't forget, your purchase supports our broadcast and our growing media network. You'll also find at InfoWarsShop.com, None Dare Call a Conspiracy by Gary Allen, the book that woke me up. We're also carrying Behind the Green Mask, UN Agenda 21, by Rosa Corey. This book is coffin nails to the globalist takeover. The Greater Good, the most professional and up-to-date film I've ever seen, exposing the scourge that is vaccines. These titles and a lot more are all available at InfoWarsShop.com.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey water filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
Take charge of your health. Get all natural innovative health products from the new AffinityHealthProducts.com. From weight loss to cold and flu remedies to better joint function, discover natural products you can trust online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. Like Lose and Snooze. Fact is, 90% of all diets fail. Why not try a completely new way of dieting? With Lose and Snooze, you can achieve weight loss while you sleep. Guaranteed. Reduce caloric intake, get a deep restorative sleep, build lean muscle mass, and keep your metabolic rate up to burn fat throughout the night and day with all-natural Lose and Snooze from AffinityHealthProducts.com. Include the one-day diet for a complete weight loss package. Order Lose and Snooze and the one-day diet and other all-natural products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. Spelled A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y HealthProducts.com. Or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126.
Front lines of the information war. It's Alex Jones.
What we are looking at is good and evil, right and wrong. The new world order.
All right, we have done countless reports on this. We have had many guests on breaking it down, but now it's here. About 12 years ago, I began to read public Pentagon documents where they said there won't be any astronauts, there won't be any submariners, there won't be anybody on ships unless it's in repair. There won't be any submarines, as I said. There won't be any men in aircraft, or women for that matter. We're all fighting women in the Air Force, women in combat roles. It's all a done issue. It's all over. The globalists who think of us as animals, that think of us as human resources to be used, they have made the decision to get humans out of all the decision-making processes. When they made workers work more than 18 hours a day with almost no pay, working their fingers to the bloody bone because Al Gore is so greedy at Apple that they had the worst working conditions basically in China because he's, you know, on the board making the decisions because he's so liberal, so trendy, and so loving, and so good. When that happened, they said, you know what, instead of putting up suicide nets, get rid of the people, bring in robots. And it's one thing if a corporation replaces humans with robots and then have robots making the robots, which they advertise on television, and these big corporations are bragging that soon there'll be no humans involved anywhere from mining the material all the way to delivering the product. Google cars are getting authorized for the road, all of it. But here's the problem. They're already saying that the cars are safer than humans, and so that humans won't be allowed to drive soon. They're already designing the cars with cameras hooked into the police that watch you, because a child might get left in the car and die, so the police have to watch you. They're already admitting your laptop is watching you. It's beyond 1984, and so humans are allowing the technological controllers, the technocrats as they call themselves, to take our tax money and our inventions and our ingenuity and wall us out of society. And that's why Bill Joy, back in 2000, was in the April issue of Wired Magazine, wrote, "Why the Future Doesn't Need Us." You can pull it up. It's online. And he said, yeah, I recently went and had dinner with 200 company owners. He was the owner of Sun Microsystems. And we had a debate. Do we kill everybody or do we allow some to live, but just let them play games online? And basically it's like the people you see in WALL-E that are on the big cruise ship and can't walk without the aid of robots. There's either that future. This is what the elite are saying, or they call themselves the elite, the alpha predators. There's either that future where we're these waddling creatures, or there's just get rid of us all. And Dick Cheney wrote in the September 20th, 2000 document, he just said, create race-specific bioweapons, and we'll start wiping out certain races of people. And he said, we need to have the media legitimize its use. Only one newspaper wrote an article saying it was bad. Strangely enough, it was the Austin American Statesman. That's a terrible globalist publication. But maybe that even got to them. So here's the deal, folks. I'm not worried if my hair is falling out. I'm not worried if I got a blemish on my nose. I'm not worried what my neighbors think about me. Most people are caught and paralyzed in this trendiness where it's just all about their own ego. Folks, we've got eugenicists, neo-feudal fascists who are anti-free market, anti-family, who, by the way, happen to be occultists on top of it. I didn't even cover that issue 17 years ago, but the research kept running into that, who are basically megalomaniacs. You heard about Nero, Stalin, Hitler, Montezuma. You know crazy people get in and do horrible things. Now they are announcing, guess what? We did have space planes that were robot in space. Oh, guess what? The Air Force will completely convert to drones. Oh, guess what? We are going to have the entire submarine fleet be robot. Oh, guess what? We do have combat robots. We didn't want to show them to you because they're scary looking, but have you seen Terminator? See, things like Terminator, that's not life imitating art now with Skynet. That's art imitating life. When you read about The Matrix, and I'm not saying they'll ever be able to do all this. This is what they're theorizing. There's a DARPA document from 1978, or is it 76? I'm going from memory. It's in my book. It's out of print, sent to tyranny, but it's online at prisonplanet.tv. Then we're going to our guest. This is some background knowledge here. Problem is, I can't start talking about this and then shut up. We're going to go to him. And I apologize that I'm ranting. And they say in there, well, we'll just, for everyone's safety, we'll just wire into everybody's brain, give them unlimited pleasure, give them a virtual reality to live in, and it's moral as long as they're not in pain, and we'll put you in a tank, and the heat from your own body will be used to power the electronics. You may have seen that in a 1999 film called The Matrix. Yeah, that movie didn't think of any of that. This is what DARPA is thinking of. And by the way, they implement most of what they end up really pushing for. Our society is a DARPA world. Well, Let's go back to author, researcher, filmmaker, Will Gregg, willgregg.com. Greg is G-R-I-G-G.com. Excellent site. Recommend folks check that out. Will, you've heard my little five-minute rant here. They're now making the announcement, and you've written some excellent articles breaking down how sexy it is. They're getting you know, battle stars for sitting there in their air conditioning, and it's manly to kill a couple hundred people if you get one guy, no judge, no jury. It's always, of course, violates the Geneva Convention, our own rules. But now they're saying the drones will be here, and you were getting into that document, full spectrum dominance here in und homeland.
Yes, full spectrum operations in the homeland, the vision of the future. And when they're talking about full spectrum, of course, that entails the use of all the technology that's been deployed in Afghanistan and Pakistan and Somalia and Yemen and points unknown, including the use of unmanned aerial vehicles or drones that would be used to conduct surveillance and also to conduct kill missions. And we already have two precedents, at least two, there are probably more, but two very important ones involving the summary execution of U.S. citizens on presidential orders by way of a drone-fired missile. The first was Anwar al-Awlaki, who was accused but never formally charged with various crimes of subversion and sedition and such like. He was executed by a drone-fired missile in the country of Yemen on the specific explicit orders of Barack Obama, who told his underlings, "I want Anwar al-Awlaki."
And then a couple. And by the way, they say that to make it sound like he's James Bond. We don't even know if any of that's true, and his family got killed reportedly, because Fox News did report he was really meeting with the Secretary of the Army when he was on the most wanted list and was a high-level agent. So that was probably just them publicly retiring one of their assets. And they may have actually killed him. They're so traitorous to their own operatives.
That's true. I mean, we have to consider once again the inexhaustible cynicism of the people we're dealing with. But we do know that a couple of weeks later, there was another drone strike on the 16-year-old son of Mr. al-Awlaki, who had apparently gone to Yemen searching for his father, who had been publicly named as somebody on a kill list. So they've established a precedent here by making the claim and exercising the supposed authority to bring about the summary execution of U.S. citizens by way of drone-fired missiles. And, of course, this year we see that surveillance drones for domestic law enforcement applications are becoming a more and more commonplace thing. They've been in the pipeline, as you point out, Alex, for many years. There have been a couple of instances where there have been sheriff's departments who have publicly denied that they have received Homeland Security grants or Pentagon grants to obtain drones, but they have nonetheless obtained them. There was a leak a couple of months ago describing the FAA's licensing permits for the operation of domestic drones in various places in the United States. A number of people were surprised to find out that their local police department, the local sheriff's department, has been put on that list, and they're getting prepared now to upgrade their services to include these devices. And we have, just last week, a court ruling authorizing or vindicating after the fact the use of two drones operated by the Department of Homeland Security to help conduct the arrest of the sons of a farmer by the name of Brossard in North Dakota. He'd been arrested the day before by the local sheriff's office, with whom he'd had some trouble over the course of a number of years. There's troubled sheriff's department here. Mr. Brossard and his family are farmers. They'd had disputes with their neighbors, and in this particular instance, they were involved in a dispute over wandering cattle.
Which the media spun as rustling, and so now the sheriff's department called in Homeland Security and the Air Force with air support, and that's what they're now announcing. I've talked to police, but it's also in the documents. You mentioned that full spectrum dominance report. I was just showing it on screen for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers. It's got Army entering our houses. It covers everything they're going to do to us.
Exactly.
The loving gun confiscation, everything. Go ahead.
Well, all these things have been done overseas by the U.S. military in the course of what is called Operations Other Than War, OOTW, OTWA, Operations Other Than War, in which you have police officers acting as reservists and National Guard operatives, National Guard soldiers, sent overseas as part of military operations where they behave as police officers in countries such as Afghanistan or Haiti, Somalia, you know the list. And then once they've developed this ability, they come back and they start doing the same things domestically. One of the things that I find quite fascinating is that if you take a look at military deployments in the 1990s during the first Bush administration and during the Clinton administration, you have episodes of what is called in the literature micro-disarmament. Micro-disarmament is, as you say, Alex, the confiscation of firearms. using gun registry lists. This happened in Haiti, for instance. In Haiti, you could own just about any firearm or explosive device you wanted as long as you registered with the local constabulary. Once the name and the firearms or explosives were in the registry, the United States military, which invaded in, I believe, 1994, if memory serves, in order to reinstall Aristide, who was a not particularly desirable ruler, had been thrown out of the country by a military junta, acting on the supposed authority of the UN Security Council resolution, the U.S. military invaded Haiti and reinstalled Aristide at bayonet point, and part of this involved disarming anybody who could put up a fuss to fight back against this fellow, this deranged Marxist ruler. And so they went door-to-door collecting firearms using gun registration lists. This is called micro-disarmament, as are gun buybacks and turn-in programs. We have those happening all throughout the United States every single year.
And they have gun buyback to create the news images of people lined up turning guns in to create the perception that guns are bad, they're the police,
exactly.
to acclimate. But again, as you just pointed out, the U.S. military are masters of gun disarmament of the general public, as they call it, micro-disarmament. And the new U.N. treaty, you made a film on this, breaks down in Article 15. They're right there saying that states will aid other states and the U.N. in micro-disarmament, and they admit that that's their plan. I mean, it's just incredible that we're this far down the line, and now they want to use the drones. You know, please continue, but I want to get back into the drones. Do you see the same path that I see us going down, where the system is now going to autonomous drones, where it's not even these heroes in the air conditioning killing people, to where the technocrats literally have armies of their own combat mechs?
This is in the literature, as you point out. They aspire to do this. Whether their ability will match their aspirations, I can't tell you, but they certainly have envisioned a scenario in which you'd have this Skynet type of vertically integrated and thoroughly mechanized system, or to use the Battlestar Galactica idiom, that'd be a little bit like the Cylons, where you have fully mechanized and independently, autonomously functioning mechanisms of death that are involved in routine punitive strikes, and which carry out programs intended to spare the exposure of military personnel to the dangers that would be involved in actually carrying out these missions. I mean, obviously, cyber war, that's long-distance war involving drone strikes right now, is a generous step along that direction. And I want to make a point here that really the most dangerous drone is the one that is operating the joystick and not the one operated by the joystick. The drone being the human drone who sits in one of these air-conditioned offices in Nevada or Virginia.
Yeah, you quoted some of them from the New York Times where they were just like, I do not think about who I'm killing. I do what I am told. They are bad. They are converting this. It's the exact same nomenclature against us.
Exactly. The idea of full-spectrum dominance means that there is literally no security that one can find against the aspirations of those who want to assert the dominance. We're completely deprived of any means of resisting anything that our masters want to inflict upon us. And that's a term of art that started to come into the literature about 15 or 16 years ago. Now they're talking about it not only in terms of operations other than war overseas, but here domestically. Obviously, if you have a situation where these things are being carried out by soulless machines operated by people who surrendered their souls, who are inaccessible, then by definition, they are invulnerable. They're completely beyond any kind of retaliatory action. That's the type of a system that they really want to create.
And that's what full-spectrum dominance is. So then we have to look at the ruling controllers and what's their mindset. Absolutely vicious, arrogant scum who hate the family, who hate God. And when you study the globalists, these are absolute power-mad materialists like Marx or Lenin or Engels. Do you agree with that statement?
I don't think that that's an exaggeration. They might not necessarily be doctrinally committed to the teachings of Marx or Engels, but they certainly behave in a Leninist fashion. Vladimir Lenin defined his philosophy of government as power without limit resting directly on force and absolutely unimpeded by laws. And whether you're talking about people who've studied the Marxist economic gibberish, in terms of the way that they organize power and exercise it, they're definitely Leninist in practice. That's not something that's confined to one or the other of the two branches of the incumbent party that we divide artificially into Republicans and Democrats. This is something that is shared pretty much by the entire ruling elite, not only politically, but academically and economically and so forth. I think it's worthwhile to point out that the aggressive dehumanization of those referred in an earlier article to a document that came out in 2002 in anticipation of the second Gulf War. There was a computer program called Bug Splat, which referred to incidental casualties of civilians in a targeted area. And it was an algorithm that was supposed to calculate the number, or at least the percentage, of people who would be wiped out of, for instance, the 5,000-pound bomb were lobbed into a residential neighborhood in Baghdad. And they calculated an acceptable percentage of bug splat in a given operation. And Tommy Franks, who reviewed this, signed off on all 22 of these operations that involved a high level of what was called bug splat. And to that idiom was added another expression, squirters, which referred to people who were observed through the surveillance technology of these drones, who were injured or wounded or trying to flee. These are the type of terms that are used to create this moral distance between those...
Well, it makes it fun. It makes it fun. Yeah. But the guys sitting there doing this, they're drinking sodium fluoride water, and they wonder why at home, you know, their son is mentally retarded, because they've been hit as well.
Alex Jones here with a great way to beat the blackouts, get off the grid, and generate your own supply of electrical power. Folks, with what's been going on in this country, I don't have to tell you about the power grid and just how vulnerable it is. That's in the mainstream news every day. Millions of people have lost their power in the last few weeks because of dangerous storms and killer heat that's pushing the grid beyond its capacity. I've always said that every family needs to be ready for blackouts. And if you don't have a backup system in place, I've got a great opportunity for you. Right now, our good friends at Solutions from Science are offering huge savings on their best-selling Power Hub unit. In fact, I think it's the best deal I've ever seen them make. It's literally thousands of dollars in savings. Remember, these backup systems don't need gas because they're solar powered. That means there's no dangerous fumes and no noise. InfoWars listeners can get all the details at beattheblackouts.com. That's beattheblackouts.com.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
William Gregg is our guest here. We're going to get to your phone calls and a bunch of other news. Geithner and new scandals. We've got Petraeus lined up to be VP. You know, that's what last year Steve Pachinik said. Talk about a big insider. We got to get Dr. Pachinik back on the show. But Obama is leaking that they're looking at Petraeus to be the VP with Romney. So we're going to be discussing that coming up as well. Sounds like a great guy for president. I mean, he laughs at the CIA, spies on us illegally through our appliances in public, admits to felonies. So why not have the general slash CIA director as the vice president? There's just no end to this, and it's all how they're patriots. No, they're getting rid of our old republic, okay, because it isn't compatible with their scientific tyranny. And humans have to take control of our development. We have to decide that we're decision makers and that we understand what's happening in the architecture in our society. We cannot just go quietly into the night because these globalists are eugenicists. You know, you make the point that we're being turned into these biological androids, and you're absolutely right. Why do you need to have combat robots when you can just brainwash people with sleep deprivation and a feeling of elite esprit de corps after they've gone through that ritual to then be willing to do anything to not buck the peer pressure and to go out and wage war against your own people? I mean, if folks think we're decadent now, Will, where do you see us going in the future?
I think it's important to recognize that everything they do in terms of refining the machinery of oppression here is designed to bring about changes in us, assuming that there will be some of us who will be privileged to remain rather than being summarily liquidated. And I think that the people who presume to rule us want to keep at least enough of us around in order to provide the raw material upon which they will subsist. And so the takers, the parasites, can't outright kill the hosts, you know, the people who are productive. And I think that the most ominous changes we're talking about here don't have to do necessarily with the technology involved. Once again, it has to do with what goes on between the ears of the people who are part of this system. And the militarization of the mindset of law enforcement specifically is something that I find quite remarkable. This is what's been going on now for about 40 years when the U.S. government decided to start declaring war on possession or the use of narcotics or to declare war on terrorism, as happened just a decade or so ago. When the government puts itself on a war footing domestically, obviously it's talking about creating a battle zone out of the United States. And that's an expression we find in this article from Small Wars Journal. The battle zone would be domestic. And this is, once again, not a new development. In this book I wrote that you mentioned, Global Gun Grab, there's a chapter in here called Militarizing Mayberry that talks about the way that law enforcement and the military have been blended and conjoined. And you have the Pentagon supplying material, arms, and all kinds of training to every police department of any significant size in the country. I live across the Snake River from a little town called Ontario, Oregon. It's about 12,000 people. They have a SWAT team that trains here in Idaho with people who are from the special forces, teaching them how to militarize every encounter between law enforcement and civilians. And we shouldn't be called civilians, by the way. The police or the peace officers should be civilians as well. In Aurora, Colorado, a few weeks before the shooting, there was a bank robbery where the police simply shut down an entire block and arrested everybody in sight, creating, if you will, sort of a microcosmic martial law setting. They arrested everybody so they could search their cars. They handcuffed them, and then they asked permission to search their cars. There's somebody handcuffed who could resist that offer. And then in Colorado Springs, which is just a few miles away, maybe a couple of dozen miles away from Aurora, you have police wearing SWAT regalia as they're carrying out their routine duties. If you're stopped for a speeding infraction.
Yeah, that place is a beta test. That's why they staged it there. It's under their control. Yeah, they did it. The whole deal. They're a bunch of terrorists. And by the way, folks, they're doing all this so they can take your private property.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For more than 6 years, I've talked on the air about creating a social network. PlanetInfoWars.com is in its beta phase. We're just launching it. And I want to invite all of you out there to be in on the ground level. Planet InfoWars is about people coming together, forming activist organizations, getting involved politically, hunting and fishing, gardening, dating. This is a place for people who love freedom to meet and to talk and to write and to post information. And I give you this pledge. We are not going to spy on you and sell your data to the New World Order. PlanetInfoWars.com is free, so people who love freedom can get together, connect with people who are awake and know what we're facing. Be active, organize, take action, go viral, create, contribute, resist, because resistance is victory. You are victory. It's waiting for you to breathe power into it. PlanetInfoWars.com.